Okay, so seven Kufafches, Sifgir Beis. And we're holding in the halachos of El, right? Okay, so Harbi Noig and Lasanis Paserisimei. Well, now already up to Paserisimei Tshuva. Harbi Noig and Lasanis Paserisimei Tshuva. Many are Noig to fast during Paserisimei Tshuva. Well, the fisher to say on Dalid Yom Shein of Asanim. So from the Paserisimei Tshuva, from the 10 days, 4 days. Yes, because it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and well, let's see, Dayan Ubeiz Yom Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Ve'erev Yom Kippurim, right? Those 4 days you can't fast. So, Memeila, do you want to make good, make it up so you can have 10 days? Al Kain, therefore, Nisan and Tmurasa, we fast instead. Dalid Yom B'mei Aslifas, Shekhodim Rosh Hashanah. That's why people will fast the 4 days during the Slifas of Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. Yom Echad to Slifas, Ve'erev Rosh Hashanah, Ve'oid Beis Yom and Bein Taim, and 2 other days. Ubaikarim, B'yom Beis Ve'hei, and usually we take Monday and Thursday, because those are the days, those are more of a rachamim, right? Because Moshe went, those are the days Moshe went up. Vim'era lamps, or came down. Vim'era lamps, Tzudas Mitzvah, but if they have a Tzudas Mitzvah on those days, Yifadim Lechol, Yisana, Yoim Achel, Tumura. So then you're allowed to swap out one of the days instead. If you know that you're going to, or if you know that you're going to have a Tzudas Mitzvah, usually you know about a bris before, so then Yisana, Mekoidim, Yoim Achel, Tumura, so you can fast a day before. Yud Gimel. Knowing a Lelech Bera Rosh Hashanah Achat Tfilah Shachros of Pesach Kfaras. The meaning is to go to Pesach Kfaras Shtateach HaGibri HaTzadikim. This is for those that are pro going to Kvarim, which it seems Klal Yisrael has already adopted that as a major ritual. Not everybody is so pro this, but the Kitzur is very pro. So the meaning is to go, I mean, this already is brought in Shulchan Aruch, to the Shtateach HaGibri HaTzadikim and Noisim Sham Tzedakah La'aniyim. You give tzedakah there, Omar v'tachnunim la'oiras atzadikim ha'kadoshim asher ba'aretz hema, to be ma'oirer, to like wake up the tzadikim ha'kadoshim that are there, she'yamlitzu tay ba'adeinu b'yayim adin, that they should, how do you call yamlitzu, is that they should defend us, right? Advocate for us in the yayim adin. V'gam machmashu makam kfuras atzadikim. And this is an important point here, since it's because it's a makam kfuras tzadikim, a makam who kadosh v'tahar, it's kadosh v'tahar, v'tfila mekubela sham b'yoser al admas kodesh, and tfila meaning he's saying that a kever from tzadikim is considered holy land, and when you're on holy land, your tfilas get accepted more. Right, v'yasa Kodesh Baruch Hu chesed b'schus tzadikim, and Hashem should do chesed in the schus of tzadikim. So that right there is the source for those that go to kibrei tzadikim. Right now, people ask, and I get this question every day, yeah, multiple times a day, about davening Ma'ariv by the oil, by the Lubavitcher Rebbe's oil, davening Mincha Ma'ariv by the Ribnitzer. Even though with the Ribnitzer's kever, I was never there, but from the signs people send me, it says you cannot daven there. But the Poskim, Poskim say, I don't remember which Poskim they are right now, say that since it's a Makom Kodesh, therefore you can daven there. Meaning normally you can't daven in a Pesach Kfaras, so you can't even really say Tillim. But we do that, we do, but Tefillah you shouldn't do. But Lamaisa, since these places come and welcome colors, then it allowed. The same thing applies to pregnant women. A lot of people have the minhag that pregnant women don't go to Kfarim, and many people have a minhag that nidahs don't go. But the place can say that for tzaddikim, it's allowed. Right? Fine. It's and that's based. It's I think it's based on what the kids have just said. Avol, and this is a.
To get to that Tzaddik's Kever is okay.
Yeah, so it seems like it. It seems like they allow that. Yes. Why? I'm not sure, but yeah. Right? Don't put your hopes or your tefillos negara mason, meaning you're not davening to the mason. Because there's an issa deraisa to speak to the dead. You're not speaking to the dead. So what are you doing? Ach yivakesh Hashem yisbarach sheyirachem lo b'schus ha-tzadikim sheyach ni'ofer. You're davening to Hashem that in the schus of the tzadikim that are there, that they will intercede on our behalf. But I heard that the Yekis do daven to the Mason. That's what somebody once told me. So there are those that say you can daven to the Mason. The Mishnah Berurah goes with this, what the Kitzer goes with. And when you come to the base of Kvaris, in Loiras, the Kvaram Lamed Yaim, if you haven't been in my cave for 30 days, Sarah Lavar, Hashar Yotzar Esam Badin. Tishabel, La Kever, Yesha Lemmy, Yirats and Chetain, Menucha Sai Shaplani, Akover Pai, Bechavar, Uskusa Yamidli. I never heard anybody saying this, but it's verbalizing what you're thinking. Kishamesim Yodi Ala Kever. When you put your hand on the kever, yesh losam yad small, small of daf, you should put your left hand, below yamina, not the right hand, but yomer as a posuk, benochacha Hashem tamed, vizbiya, betzach tzachos, nafshecha, vatzmesecha, yachl, tzva yisuk, began robe, kaboy tzimayim, asher lo yuchansu, neymot. Okay. Tishka, b'shalom, you should lay in peace, vasisha, b'shalom, sleep in peace, adboy menachem, mashmiya, shalom, until the menachem, till the trias amesim comes. It has 15 words in it. Kaminyan Kishrei Ayad. Now you're getting into like heavy Kabbalah thing because you have 15 knuckles on your hand, 15 words in the pasuk. Okay, fine. Ein leilech ala kever echad beis pamei b'yam echad. You should not go to the same kever twice in one day. Then the next thing is also very interesting. Akarik sav shal gabei a matzeva. Anybody who reads the handwriting, not handwriting, but the writing on the matzeva. If it sticks out, then that could cause you to forget your learning. That's why, as far as I know, all tombstones nowadays have it engraved and not on top. Although if you go to an old cemetery, you will see graves where the writing is sticking out. It's a school to say Avaraba until Uliachitchabiava. Right? Now, a schooler for what? It's a schooler not to have any damage done. Again, I don't think I ever heard anybody do this. Yudalit, Bera Rosh Hashanah, Nogu, Kulam, Lasanis, and Akhar Bincho. It's interesting, Lashon. He says, everybody's Noyig. I'm assuming that when he says Kulam, that includes women. Right? But he says, you're supposed to be Noyig to fast until after Bincho. Why only till after Bincho? Shaz Taim and Eid Dover. Then you taste something. It doesn't say you have a full Su'uda. Right, so like lichmes liyamtif kishuma una, that you shouldn't go into yamtif when you are, you know, in pain. Meaning that's why you should. Meaning really, you should fast all of Rosh Hashanah, but you can't do that. So you taste a little, but seems like from the lashon of the kitzur to stuff your face on erev Rosh Hashanah, do a tayamel party, is the incorrect thing to do. When mikolsha came, b'chol ayam yasuk b'tayr mitzvus b'tshuva. And for sure, to make sure it's peaceful, no fighting, the lo yamtin ad erev Yom Kippurim, and don't wait until erev Yom Kippur. Ali yakta misatzma ayoyim levakash mechaveira mechila. You should already start asking mechila on erev Rosh Hashanah.
We're not worried by like the vidoy on Yom Kippur night. We're not worried that I'm going to ask on erev Rosh Hashanah and then I'm going to go do something else.
No, but it can't hurt. Can't
between
hurt
that and Yom Kippur, no. I might do something else.
Okay, so you'll have to ask again.
So, might
by the way, you're allowed to ask Mechila the whole year. It's just this is a more important time to ask the Mechila. But it doesn't mean that it's also to ask somebody for forgiveness. Today, a guy actually sent me an email because he asked me in the summer that he had to fire a couple of workers. They did it Erev Tisha B'Av. And he got a whole email from the guy that was fired. The guy was fired, seemed like, as the way I was told, for good reason. A whole thing, how you did it on Erev Tisha B'Av and it's not right, and I'm not Moichel. So he wasn't sure what to do with that. But you first have to do something wrong in order to ask Mechila. If you didn't do anything wrong, then you don't have to ask Mechila. Okay. You do laundry and you take haircuts at Rosh Hashanah. You should try and take your haircut before Chatzos. Right? The Tavlin, the Lavshin, Big Day Shabbos, you go to the mikveh and you wear Big Day Shabbos. And the reason why we get dressed nice is because we want to show that we have faith that Hashem is going to give us a bracha. So that our judgment is going to go out properly and for the good. Says Zayin, knowing and lasis ataras the darim by Rosh Hashanah, the meaning is to do ataras the darim. Baremes lo yachel devarei gechol seifei tevus elul. Right, lo yachel devarei gechol. Those are that's you shouldn't. Is that's the pasuk one of the pasukim about the darim. And if you don't understand what you're saying in Lashon HaKodesh, Yerub Lashon Ashkenaz should say it in Ashkenaz. Well, he's German, but obviously English would be the same thing. The way, in any way you understand it, and I imagine you'll do it a lot faster if you do it that way too. So for those that, and I think most people read it in Hebrew, you guys should at least make sure you understand what you're saying. And what's with women doing a Taurus Nadarim? I don't remember anybody in the old days doing a Taurus Nadarim for the women, but it seems like the place can say women are supposed to do a Taurus Nadarim. I don't know, the last bunch of years, you got guys that say they're doing it for their wife. And sometimes, I think one of the school, I think Tag, they have the whole place do a Taurus Nadarim.
Your father told me to have in mind my wife.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think he did that. I think. But I don't know.
Does that work?
You can.
Does that work to have somebody in mind? Does that work?
Yeah, you could do. A husband could do it. A husband could do it for the wife. Yeah.
But how?
It's a whole thing of shlichus, not shlichus. It's a whole.
I have no idea what my wife said and what she didn't say the whole year.
No, it's all encompassing.
I'm not even so sure what she said.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all encompassing. But the Mai said, I think Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, the women, if a lot of women nowadays go to Kol Nidre, they could just have it in mind by Kol Nidre, and that suffices. Right? Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. We should have Surah Tayyus.